perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, tonight.
Hello, and welcome to episode 190 of Geek Girls, the Geek Girls podcast supported primarily by our patrons. You can find us at patreon.com/grills. I am Linda, and I'm joined by my co-host, Amber.
Hi.
And Ray.
Hello.
And my very loud cat. You might be able to hear her purring, but you know that's fine. She is studio cat. Say hello, Sally. So today's topic, we are doing the Night Witches, which kind of sounds like a indie metal band, but is actually some badass women bomber pilots from World War II. So that'll be fun to get into. Before we do that, what have y'all been up to this week? Whoever wants to go first. Okay. Not picky.
Well, I can't draw, so I was tracing Ray's drawing that she did of me stabbing Sylvanas on the iPad I got, which was neat, because layers are not my forte, so it was a really good way to use layers and try that out with the new device, so that's neat. Now, if I had chosen the right pen, I wouldn't have to do it all over again. What else? I made a bunch of earrings. So I went to karaoke the other night, and I just kind of sat in the back of the room making earrings like a weirdo. And I posted them online, and somebody was like, oh, I want one. Oh, I want a couple of pairs. It's like, okay. So I came home, and I was messaged her yesterday to see which one she wanted. And she started like, what kind of blue do you have? And I want the black ones, and you have this color and that color. 7 pairs later.
Nice.
Yeah, so I mean that'll do. And what else? I went hiking today, and I'm a little loopy even after a nap. It was supposedly a moderate trail. I made it about halfway up the mountain. It was at Hanging Rock before my heart rate had spiked up to about 165 so many times that I was starting to get a headache. So I was like, okay, I'm going to turn around.
You got too much of that serotonin.
And, yeah. So my husband went the rest of the way up and made it back down. And that's, you know, good for him. He's been practicing. Like, while I was injured, he's been going to the state park and kind of getting back on the fitness training. He's a little ahead of me yet. Mm-hmm. So I had a smaller hike. That, and I had to drive. And he had told me it was like 30 minutes away, and it was like an hour and 45 away.
Oops. That's different.
So that's different. I mean, we kind of planned for it to be a day trip anyway, but I mean, that long a drive, and then I had the hiking, and then I was like, and I still have to drive all the way back. But that's okay. I'm glad to be back on the train. I'm glad to be feeling good enough that I can do that kind of thing at all. And yay. So,
yay.
How about you, Ray?
Right. Well, I did some rough pencil sketches just trying to get my art mojo back. So I don't know if it's going to actually show. And
I think if you slightly tilt it.
Not really.
Like if you slightly tilt the top.
Yeah.
There you go.
So like Lenore posted a really gorgeous picture of her and one of the other girls, and I'm like, oh gosh, I want to draw that. So it's like, and I'm like, okay, I'm starting to get my confidence back.
Good.
I just need to be able to draw pretty ladies. and I'll be all set. Like if that's just, I just need to find somebody who wants to pay me just to do that.
You will have takers, I promise you.
I've been loving watching your little like redrawing old stuff. That's really interesting to see like how your own style has developed, I guess, or you know, changed, and when you change them.
Yeah, because it's something I haven't, like, if I look at it, I have a hard time deciding, like, what my style is. Because it's, I don't know, like, I started drawing, it was very anime, because that's Sailor Moon. I wanted to draw Sailor Moon. And I'm like, but I like comics a lot, so maybe we tone down the eyes, work on noses. I hate noses. Noses are the hands of the face. They're just, but you don't get better unless you keep trying. So, it was kind of a superhero weekend at the house. I finally watched Snyder Cut, which, like, that is the first time watching the Justice League. I didn't see it in theaters. I fell asleep halfway through because it was the day after I got my shot, but I think it was fine. I didn't really miss anything. Like, I woke up and I'm like, oh, I still know what's going on. It's fine. We watched the first three episodes of Invincible, which was fantastic. Do recommend if you have Amazon Prime. Just, yeah, definitely give it a shot. And then season five of My Hero Academia started, so I had purposely signed up for Crunchyroll to give them money so I can watch it Saturday as soon as I wake up. So I'm excited about that because I read ahead in the manga, so I know roughly what story arcs they're going over, and I'm super effing psyched. Also, the third movie's coming soon, so yeah, got my poke, and I'm 95% done with Punk Sailor Moon. Finally, I got the rest of my rivets.
Cool.
So that's completed, and I only have a fixed that part. I should actually put the camera up so I can see what I'm showing you guys. I fixed that part because I like it better with just the black as opposed to the white background. So that was tedious trying to get that all off. But yeah, I got a couple new patches. I am almost out of patch space, which I'm going to consider a win. I did get this, did find this really cute eyeball bow one. I'm like, okay, I'm getting that. That's ridiculously awesome. And that's coming along. So I'll have at least one outfit post-quarantine that I actually did work on get done. And I just need to figure out now if I want to do a wig or if I want to take the two blonde wigs that I bought originally to do a Peridot Frankenstein wig and just do something with those. I haven't decided.
Well, P.S. And by the way, we should invite Diane to come cosplay with us because she really likes Mini Moon.
Yes.
So we should do that. Anyway, that'll be for after quarantines.
Yeah, which I'm already starting to have dreams of cons again, which I'm excited. How about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I actually managed to work on the chair again. I don't know if I've been consciously putting it off or I've just, it's been an unconscious thing. But it's been stained. I've stained it to a color that I like. The legs I'm still iffy about because we didn't manage to get all of the paint off. So it depends on how it looks with the fabric. I may leave it kind of distressed, or I might just repaint over the legs. But the top of it, the actual wings of the chair where you can see the wood, looks really nice. So I'm happy with that. I tried to maybe start with like the actual reupholstering. I had my staple gun, but the back of the chair, the original like back cushion was kind of like held taut almost by some strips of burlap. And one of them had ripped off at some point during the chair's lifetime. One of them was still kind of hanging on, but I took it out because I wanted to like, shore up parts of the chair, and then I was going to put it back. But apparently, detaching it and letting it sit had aged it the 60 years that
Oh
no.
from being inside the chair, it was now outside the chair, and it shrank. So I tried to like yoink on it to stretch it back so I could staple it into place, and I ended up ripping it off the other side. And I was like, well, I guess I have to get new burlap then, so I can just have a little like, support behind the cushion. And I was like, well, I guess I'm done. It's stained. We're going to, I'm not going back to Joanne's today. So there we go.
That's all we're doing.
I had just been to like the day before to pick up a frame for my big puzzle, which I'm done with. It's, you can kind of see it behind me. Maybe, I don't know. It's Tiamat, which is the mother of evil dragons. She's got five heads. But I finished the puzzle and I framed it. So I now have it up behind my fireplace, which is off today, but that's okay. So yeah, turns out 60-year-old burlap will give you problems. I've been steadily working on the dragon blanket. I've got another couple of rows done. But more exciting is I have this hand-spun wool that my friend Christine made from, like, hank of material to, like, dyeing it to actually spinning it into thread to getting those threads into actual yarn.
Cool.
Look how pretty it is. It's all purple and blue and green.
Nice!
So I'm making it into this kind of like fashion scarf almost, because it's not going to do much to keep you warm. It is wool, but
it's a neat stitch.
But turns out my wool allergy, it may not have been wool based, because every time that I would pick up a wool product from like one of the big box stores like Joann's, I would get a tingle across my palms. And it's not anything that's like terrible. I can put on gloves and still work with wool. It's not like my hands are turning red, but it was kind of annoying. It turns out that is either, and I don't know which it is, it's either the superwash chemicals they use in their processing to make the wool into yarn in the big factories, or they have, the way that they process it leaves some lanolin on it, which is the stuff that naturally comes off of wool from sheep. Mm-hmm. And that might be what I'm feeling. So this, though, no problems. I can handle it. I can like rub it on my face. I don't feel anything. So, you know,
well, that's good.
As long as Christine remains my supplier for hand-spun wool, I can use it. and then I celebrated my birthday yesterday, so happy birthday to me. My husband made me a steak, and then he brought me ice cream, and I binge-watched old Mythbusters all day.
Nice.
'Twas a good day.
Perfect.
Perfect.
What kind of ice cream?
Cherry Garcia, the Ben and Jerry's stuff.
Good stuff.
Delicious.
Good
stuff. So I guess with all of that out of the way, we can move on to our topic, which is the Night Witches. Pull up some more notes here. So these were the 588th Night Bomber Regiment, known later as the 46th Taman Guards Night Bomber Aviation Regiment. These were women of the Soviet Union, or sorry, the Soviet Air Forces, excuse me. These were women of the Soviet Air Forces who cajoled / bullied their way into becoming bomber pilots. It's very interesting because women were barred from combat. But this woman, Major Marina Raskova, who I share a birthday with, by the way, she basically used her personal contacts with Joseph Stalin to obtain the permission to become a pilot in this unit, like to make this unit of female pilots. Which I thought was hilarious and awesome. Because she was basically like, hey, my boy Stalin. You know what I'd be really good at? You know what I'd be really good at? Dropping bombs out of planes.
Right?
So So it was composed primarily female volunteers in their late teens and early 20s. And the reason they were called night witches is because when they got near enough to their target, they would idle their engines. And it would only be wind noise going past their wings that would alert people to them being there. And the German soldiers said it sounded like broomsticks. So they called them night witches. And I was like, yes.
Surprise.
Yeah. Although there's a lot of very interesting things here. Like, they didn't have parachutes until 1944. They got started on in 1941. October 8th, 1941 is when they had this regiment, you know, put into place, and they didn't get parachutes until 3 years later. And I was like,
did the others get parachutes?
It's because the weight of the bombs and the low altitude flight meant they couldn't carry the weight.
Well, and they couldn't use a parachute at that low altitude anyway.
Yeah. So, the cojones on these women.
Right. Let's just dive in.
Yeah. It's
badass ladies.
Badass ladies. And they had to... So, of course, because it was the 40s, the men who had similar positions didn't respect them at all, thought they shouldn't have been there. They thought they were inferior. They were given hand-me-downs of uniforms and oversized shoes, so they literally had to, make the uniforms fit.
Planes, too, right? It looks like they were using, crop dusters when they started.
Well, so they only got a couple of tools, rulers, flashlight, and pencils. And they weren't afforded luxuries like radar and guns and radios.
Huh.
So not only were they going into enemy territory with these light-ass planes that they couldn't even have a parachute with and dropping bombs in the middle of the night... They barely had flashlights. They didn't have radios or guns to defend themselves with if they happened to, fall out of the sky and if they survived the crash. It's amazing to me.
Why do you think they wanted to? I mean, it's hard to imagine. You want to fight Nazis. That's a good motivation, I guess, to do a lot of things.
It's the same question of, why do you want to, put your life on the line and be a firefighter? It's just some people have the drive. And they were like, no, we can do this. We can do this just as well as men can. Why shouldn't we be allowed to fight? And I can understand where, they were coming from. Thank you, Matt.
Well, yeah, and weren't we trying to remember my Russian history? But weren't we coming out of a war, not quite the revolution, or was what? It? Yeah, it was the revolution. Didn't they have the revolution, and then World War II? So they were already not the biggest fighting force available?
Yeah, there was... Well... I don't know a lot about the Russian side of the history of the war. Not a lot of people do, I think, except for the Russian people. But, yeah, because...
So I think they missed World War I. They were busy with the revolution... If I remember.
There's some interesting bits in the wiki. I'll put that article in the notes. I don't think I put that one in the chat here. But about repressed personnel and honored personnel. There's some great stories about the night witches right there and there. The senior engineer was sentenced to death by a military tribunal, but she was later acquitted and she was reinstated. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't say like what she was originally sentenced to death for. But mechanics Ryzen, Tamara, Frivlova, and Karaskova, whatever, they were sentenced to 10 years of imprisonment for dismantling a flare and using the small silk parachutes to sew undergarments.
I mean, I guess if they were like, that's misuse of military.
So they took these mechanics and they sentenced them 10 years, but then they retrained them as navigators?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
But there were like 23 of the personnel that were awarded the title Hero of the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And two were awarded the Hero of the Russian Federation, and one was awarded the Hero of Kazakhstan.
Yeah, well, they had 261 people who served in the regiment. 32 died of various causes during the war, including plane crashes, combat deaths, and tuberculosis, of all things. And I don't know exactly what it means, but it says 28 aircraft were written off. Does that mean that they crashed, or does 28 aircraft written off mean that they were just like...
Decommissioned?
Damaged
beyond repair.
I'm not exactly sure what that means. Well, they've got hold on, they've got, this is the thing about wiki articles is they cite their sources.
Yes.
Oh, but they're in Russian. I cannot read that.
It's really not
good. Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful in the TV and media depictions. Mm-hmm. The first one being the classic, like, why we have standards by which we judge how women are treated in film.
Mm-hmm.
In 1974, the Soviet film Only Old Men Are Going to Battle featured two night witches as love interests.
Of the main characters, yep.
Thanks. Seriously? Like, isn't this kind of a better story than, I mean, Only Old Men Are Going to Battle? I don't know. I'm curious about the movie now.
Well, at least the next one, which was also, so the first one was a Soviet film, and the second one was also a Soviet film. It's actually called Night Witches in the Sky. And it was directed by one of the Night Witches herself.
Ooh. Yep. Wonder if we can see that anywhere.
I don't know. Maybe.
YouTube is surprisingly...
Yeah, I found Three Nuts for Cinderella on YouTube with subtitles. So that was... It's a good movie, by the way. But it's from it's either Russian or it's Czech. I don't know exactly which.
What's the Russian?
And I apologize if I'm getting that incorrect, but it's a very interesting depiction of Cinderella. I enjoyed it. Anyway,
yeah, I mean, I Battle of the Potomac with subtitles on YouTube. And I was like, oh heck yeah, which is like a 1926. Russian silent film, so subtitles really weren't needed except for like the cards, you know, but I particularly was interested because one of my favorite artists had a series and it was inspired by a particularly gruesome scene on the steps. He's like repainted this person's face multiple times. I'm like, oh, neat.
Yeah, apparently you can rent it on Prime for $1.99. And buy it for $4.99.
Well, heck yeah.
Let's see. 2001, they tried to get one, like something made, but it failed to get backing. 2013, there was an animation called The Night Witch who commemorating Nadezhda Popova. Because she had died earlier in that year. And then there was a Russian TV series titled Night Swallows, interestingly, which was very loosely based on reality.
It's pretty neat that they apparently named the bomber regiment after Marina eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that seems unheard of back in that day.
Yeah. I'm just tickled that they got their war dog name, if you will, from the Germans going, is that broomsticks?
Right? They have to pay closer attention, because, I mean, it was pretty brilliant to idle the engines and glide in to begin with, because people are used to, like, you take cover when you hear the aircraft coming, and like, was it coincidental, or was it just because them dinky little planes and they could only carry 2 pounds, they had to get that low? Or were they really, really just trying to be stealthy?
A little bit of A, a little bit of B, maybe?
Yeah.
Apparently one of these regiments, one of the three regiments she founded, flew over 30,000 sorties in World War II. Holy crap.
They were good at what they did. You know, they need more, in my opinion, of course. I feel like they need more recognition. We only found out about them because we happened to be looking up famous people who had birthdays in March.
Yeah.
And the lady that I mentioned that shares my birthday, we were like, oh, what's this? Why is she famous? Oh, neat.
Yeah, like, I remember an article from a Mighty Girl Facebook page like a while back about the Night Witches. And I was like, oh, yeah, that would be awesome to do. Because, you know, and apparently, like, because of how they flew and they glided in, they were actually, like, very difficult for the German pilots to shoot down. With the exception of, like, one of their ace fighter pilots, who actually grounded the regiment for a whole night because he shot down 3 of their 4 planes.
Mm.
But, like, apparently he was the only one.
Did they only have 4 planes at the time? Because that would check with how they were treated, but...
it was between July 31st and August 1st of 1943... So I feel like they probably had a few more planes at that point.
P.S. And by the way, if you were curious, in German, Night Witch is Nachthexen. Which is even more of a badass name.
Right?
Wasn't there the again?
Yeah, you were talking about indie band. Like, that's the metal one.
Weird tangent. Wasn't there a mutant named a Night Witch, or am I thinking Scarlet Witch? I don't even know. Sounds like an Xavier School mutant name. Let's see. Their aircrafts were the... I'm gonna murder this name. Polikarpov Po-2, which is an outdated biplane even by that time standard. neat. Wow. They were only one of 3 regiments to remain solely female through the war, a distinction they went to some lengths to maintain. I am not surprised, nor do I blame them, because, man, they had to deal with a bunch of bullshit.
Right? Jeez.
You're not going to give us flashlights? Well, then you're not allowed in our clubs. You're too heavy for our planes anyway.
Can't give us proper uniforms. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Apparently, Raskova died in a plane crash.
Well, yeah,
She was attempting to make a forced landing on the Volga bank, while leading mm-hmm. 2 other PE-2s to the first operative airfield near Stalingrad, and the entire crew perished. She did receive the first state funeral of the war.
1943. Oh, wow. January of 1943. Oh, she even had stamps.
Yeah.
In 39... And 2012, they made stamps of her for the Night Witches.
I thought it was weird that some of these articles were like, she's the Amelia Earhart of Russia, and I was like, why do they keep doing that? And then I saw, after digging into this stuff a little bit, that she had also done distance flight records.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder she wanted to be, you know, involved as a fighter pilot. She's like, I have the cred for this.
Yeah, because she was like the first female navigator, and then that was in like before the war.
Yeah.
Well, she was, I don't know, deciding to not do opera after all. And like taking drama classes and then, you know, going to fly planes. Sure, I get it.
Yeah, you can tell. Like, sometimes if you can look at a picture of somebody and be like, nah, you're not one to just sit back. You can tell her picture. She's got this, like, the one that especially they have for her particular wiki article. She's got this look. I don't know who she's looking at, but she's looking at them like, really? Don't mess with me. Awesome. Awesome lady.
Personnel.
Awesome ladies in general.
Yeah. Two were awarded the Hero of the Russian Federation, and yeah, won the Hero of Kazakhstan. That is so cool.
The stamp that's in the like sepia tone would be such a great poster.
Yeah.
Like, I want one. I can put it here with my Wonder Woman. Like,
I wonder if they like. I mean, I don't know because I don't do marketing, but I wonder if they made her kind of Amelia Earhart-esque on purpose, because she's got like the helmet that Amelia Earhart wore all the time in her pictures. I mean, it's
all in
Russian. I think
that's a standard aviator wear, though.
Yeah, like I don't know, because well, apart from the Russian, you know, a lot of Americans would probably look at that and go, "Oh, it's Amelia Earhart." Which makes it more interesting that they're like, she's the Amelia Earhart of Russia. She is her own lady, and she has a cool name, Marina. What is this? Oh, I answered my own question. It was a dumb question. Never mind.
That was like, dumb question.
What are sortie? Oh, it's a battle. Okay, never mind.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Fates to talk for battle.
There's 23,000 in... Wow.
Yeah, and I was looking, like, they did sometimes, like, 8 a night.
Yeah.
Because they had those tiny planes could only carry 2 bombs, so they just go back and forth all night.
Yeah.
That's... Wow. Like,
going out to get some milk. Some German milk. So they're really cool, you know.
There's lots of them, so you can read up them. Like I'm looking at Valentina Stupina, and she was awarded the Medal for Courage in November 1942, becoming one of the first members of the regiment to receive the reward.
Mm-hmm.
She was like one of the first ones to volunteer in October once they were set up. Oh, that's so cool.
Okay, I love this link, and I'll put it in our show notes for everybody. But I found in the bibliography, there's actually a Russian site. There's like a war hero site with a .ru URL that she is featured on, and there's a whole bunch more pictures of her there and stuff, which is kind of cool. I feel like I really want a poster of her now.
I really kind of wish that, you know, back in high school when we were doing our projects on different aspects of World War II, that I had known about this, because I would have picked this up in a heartbeat and been like, night witches,
right? You know, like really confusing cosplay.
Very confusing. I feel like, ooh, you could do like a like those 40s style like pinups that were on the planes, but like it's witch themed, and you have a bomb with you.
Yeah,
we totally do that.
Is that the icon you guys want for this podcast, for this episode? I mean,
sure.
Cool.
Damn, that's what we're going with.
Sure. There is a super cute picture. Is that really her? Oh my gosh, on this website. Sorry, I love this one. And she's got the aviator glasses on. It kind of looks like the stamp that's in the sepia, but it's like a photograph that somebody posted.
That's probably what they based it on then.
Probably.
Or something similar.
Yeah, she's...
Probably a few photos of her with her aviation stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we're just gushing bombed. About
Yeah, them. I know. It's
like... I mean, like, new so, like, World War II is a big deal. Like, I remember reading a lot about it, and it was like, wow, and my grandfather was in there. He was in the Pacific. But I was like, wow, that's so cool. And then I'm like, wait, there were ladies? There were ladies that are actually able to do more than just, like, support the war effort and, like, actually and just take over the jobs?
And nothing against nurses, but there were ladies who were doing stuff other than being nurses.
They were in combat, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, because combat was so, you know, just forbidden to women for so long, and so we didn't hear these stories about these regimens that did happen, because you couldn't take that kind of credit. I mean, the war effort was all, what you can do at home? How you save steel so we can make bullets with it, you know?
Eat this fake butter so that we can use it for other things. I've watched a lot of, like, food documentaries about England during the war, and man, they ate a lot of potatoes. Oh, that is potatoes. A cute picture of her.
That's what gets you by.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, that was the main thing. It's like, wow, I didn't know this whole thing. And it's like, probably because, you know, went into the Cold War after, and it's like, shh, Russians are terrible. Shh. You know, that hasn't really gotten any better.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that's, you know, part of the reason why a lot of Americans don't know that much about it's mentioned that, you know, Russia joined the war. There was a big defeat because Russia's big and cold. You know, the Germans couldn't take over Russia because they couldn't deal with the, you know, frostbite. But that's about all we're taught. And it's a holdover from, like, the tensions afterward.
There's a lot of lost history that I wish I had from World War II with my grandparents, because, I mean, I was learning about it in school, and I would try to talk to them about it. My grandparents were German, and they were ashamed. I mean, stuff would come on the news, and they would shut it off, like, on the television, you know, whatever remembrances about, they were ashamed. They were in America, and they were very proud to be here. And my grandparents had JFK busts and posters and shit all over the house, which was a little different. I was like, is it because he's Catholic? I don't know what this is about. Like, so many rooms in the house had JFK paraphernalia. But I could not get them, because it occurred to me, you know, I was learning about it in school, I was like, they could tell me a lot about this from their point of view, and just, it would not be discussed.
Yeah, my mom actually learned, like, they never, I mean, now they probably, they might mention it, but the internment camps that we had for German Americans and Japanese Americans. My mom had no idea about that. My grandfather mentioned it. Because I worked in the German one, but I knew some of the fellas who worked in the Japanese internment camps. I'm like, holy.
You guys, I did not know about it until I read it in a romance novel. I was not taught it in school.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I was like, what is this? And I looked it up and I was like, holy crap.
I don't think he was taught it in school. I think there was a brief mention of it in social studies at one point for me, but I didn't really learn. Like, yeah, it was just a brief mention. Kind of like Trail of Tears. They just mention it and move along. Right?
Yeah.
I didn't learn seriously about it until a comic book.
It's like, here's the statistic about this thing that happened, and now we're going to move on. It's like...
No, this is a big deal, guys. We took American citizens and locked them up for no reason. Really,
no reason other
ethnicity, which is bull.
It's bullshit.
They lost their jobs, they lost their homes, they lost everything. Like, and it's weird because, like, my grandfather did for a little bit, like, help out at the German one. And he's like, oh, no, we treated them better. I'm like, why? He's like, oh, because we knew them better. Like, they were more like us. And I'm like, that is gross,
you didn't
Grandpa.
Guess them?
That's really
is not.
He's like, it was just how it was. I'm like,
justifiable.
Please? No? Please, no? Please let us be better. Children in cages. We're not better.
And, you know...
Okay, sorry.
I don't know. I mean,
George Takei remembers being in one.
There may still be people that don't know that that's a thing that happened in this country. And honestly, I don't know if everybody knows
those
that that's a
people
thing that
are
happened.
The ones that we should put in camps and teach them to concentrate. Sorry, I can resist. I know the joke is in horrible taste, but I mean, the whole build the wall and lock them up and all that rhetoric is so dangerous for these reasons. Mm-hmm. That you get in that mindset of us and them, and then it's racially charged, and then shit like the internment camps we've had in this country happen. And we don't want this to ever happen again.
So, in conclusion, the Night Witches are awesome. You should go learn about them. And there's probably a lot of American history you don't know about. So be curious and go start looking things up. Anything to add? All right. So, what are y'all most anticipating right now? I guess, Ember, do you want to go first?
Sure, because I didn't put anything in the notes, because that's a nice little convenient. Because I was going to put in there things I plan to do this week, because I thought we would take our hike later in the week. My mm-hmm. husband did take this week off. Just kind of need a break. Do some day trips. It's supposed to be sunny. Do some gardening. I can't tile the floor because the door isn't here yet, but I have some more destruction to do. With my handy dandy crowbar and my new saw tool. It's like this circular gadget thing that does plunging and stuff to take out floorboards. So I'll be doing that. Hopefully another spring painting to mantle. Rob did a really beautiful one yesterday and put my tulips to shame. So I need to come up with something else. And maybe a run to Michael's again, because I feel your pain with the Joanne. I went to Michael's because I was like, oh, I need to make earrings, and I'm almost out of hooks, and I got hooks, and I got some beads I thought I'd need and then didn't use, but luckily I sold enough earrings to cover everything I bought, but she wanted so many pairs that I ran out of the straight pin things I need to make anymore, and only have like two pairs left to put over in the coffee shop, so yeah, there's a Michael's run in my future. Other than that, just good food. We are going to do a ham for Easter. Publix got me. I paid way more than I would normally for a ham, but in the Facebook ad, it popped up with this maple bourbon limited edition ham, and I was like, oh, yes. I want that. And I ran over to Publix, and they had bins and bins of hams like they do at this time of year, but there were only like two of those left, so I did get one. So I got a lot of things. I got my Misfits box this week. I am doing the Misfits vegetable shipment every 2 weeks right now. And I got some fennel, which I've never actually cooked before. But we're having lamb this week, and I figure that's a really good thing to have it with alongside. So, yeah, my first cooking of the fennel.
Hey!
All right.
All right, I think I fixed it, because I can hear you guys again. So apparently I found the right port to put it back into.
Yay. Oh, no.
I don't understand.
It likes exactly that port and nothing else.
Just that one.
But maybe there's a driver or something. I don't know.
It was just really weird. I'm just looking forward to a clean weekend. Like, I thought about... doing an online LARP event. I'm like, no, I think I just want to rest and clear out some stuff and maybe actually go to Home Depot and get some stuff for tomato plants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Ember, I am looking forward to updates on how your gloomy garden grows.
Oh, I'm so excited. Some of the black tulips are coming up now, and the black irises. The roses are still, we haven't figured out. They've stratified in the fridge, and now they're out, and we're waiting for them to poke up. And yeah, I should send more pictures, because we cut down a bunch of the daffodil leafery, so you could see the tulips that are up already. Mm-hmm. They're not the gothy ones. These are kind of like peachy and red and stuff. But they're the biggest tulips I've ever seen. They're like as big as my hand. They're gigantic. Wow. I don't, they apparently like the soil, so I hope the black ones are also giant.
And then as for me, I am doing the LARP virtual event. Gardens is having another one on Saturday. So I'm actually playing the same character, even though the events in-game are 30 years apart. We're allowed to if we have a specific race of character, because they don't age. But I am looking forward to updating her from prim and proper to rebel of the government. Because that's apparently what happened to her over the interim. But yeah, like, other than that, not really. Well, we are going over to my parents on Sunday for Easter dinner, because we are at least have the first round of vaccinations. So we shall also have ham. Probably just regular ham, but we shall also have ham.
Of course, we do also have a duck. My son, my youngest, loves duck. That's what he wanted for his birthday. And then Aldi is on the way home from school. And so he was with me. He's like, Mom, the duck is like $2.49 a pound. Mom, can we eat a duck for Easter? And I was like, but there's this ham I want. It's like, all right, I'll get the duck in case they don't have the ham. So it's gonna be a fancy week here. I'm having lamb and duck and ham all in the same week.
Pretty awesome, though.
So bougie.
It's okay. I'm also eating a lot of like chard and stuff. So remember, folks, you can always watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings, and join us here to watch us record live. That's what I just said. Sorry. Can I tell you how high? We were like 2,800 feet above sea level or some shit today. So it's leftover oxygen deprivation. It's my story. I'm sticking to it. Anyway, our next one will be on April 12th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, because next Monday is our production meeting time.
Yes.
All right. And in addition to subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. You are the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving a review is free, and they help our ranking, which helps other people find our podcast. Also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word. So where can we find you girls on the interwebs?
I can be reached at 9 of 12, that's NINAOF12 on Twitter and Twitch, and you can hear me on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast. You can also watch that live at twitch.tv/heresyandhearsay, recording on Tuesday evenings.
You can find me on Instagram under Dappledame, and eventually at some point on Twitch as Rayino.
You can find the Jen at everything that she does at thejensays.com, because she still owns it. She'll be back with us eventually. And then you can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name madcap_misc. That's MISC. And you can check out my website store at madcapm.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Full of edits.